Like all the singles were amazing. And then the rest of the album just fits in perfectly. I really want to try and get tickets for when they're in Toronto. I think it's November 15th, so manifest that I'm going to get tickets. And then what I had before that was Villager with their song Portsmouth Raceway. And then before that, it was Mouse Tag by Halo Plus Plus. We're sort of picking up the pace a bit now with the energy of the music. I think that's the best way to start. Slow, easy, sipping your coffee, and now it's like, okay, I gotta get ready, I gotta leave. So we're gonna pick up the pace. What I have up next is Ghost Woman with their song Alive. And then after that, it is Cowboy Nudes by Geese. I love, love, love Geese. This song has been on repeat all week. I know it's from their older release. It's from it's the self-titled track, like Cowboy Nudes. But I think they're absolutely amazing, and I just adore Cameron Winter. I think he's amazing. I think Geese is amazing. I'll keep talking about it. So really sad I didn't get tickets for them, but they were really expensive. So, and then sold out, and then they're like $300. And again, like, hey, I don't think I can do $300 tickets, but hopefully maybe like the way people used to stream Harry Styles concerts, someone will stream the Geese concert, and I can watch it like from my bed, like the way people used to stream the Harry Styles and like Taylor Swift concerts. That's what I'm hoping someone can do for Geese. So if someone can get that into action for me, I'll follow a TikTok account if I can get a free viewing of the Geese concert in Toronto, please. I'm down. Anyway, here's the next little bit of music.
We've been looking for a chance to be alone. Honey, kick off your pants. We're living in the future. There's no need to do the dance anymore. Be my warrior, my loving lad. Be my warrior, don't be all right. Be my warrior, just you and I. Be my warrior, warrior. That's it.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
When Samir's father passed away, life got a lot harder for him and his mom. Their fridge was practically empty. That's why Samir, now an adult, donates passionately to Feed Ontario. He knows that through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, every dollar you donate can provide two meals for someone who is hungry. Search your heart for your own reason to Feed Ontario. Then go to feedontariotogether.ca.
Discard the way in which I fell into you. your heart was never what I wanted. Lately my skull was kept dividing lines, deep set and paved. Two paths to wonderful to depart and several desires to pursue. And the soul chokes to cause the tide to enforce divide. This old erosion is moved inside. I'll score my soul, my cries. Read slow motion to coin the mind. See, here I trace my steps to where my senses left. And brain had turned my sense to mush. This slowly seeping straight through the crust. Now let these stains of gunk slip down to where my head once sunk and drowned. Just to wait for a while to see my body has merged to the deep cruel sea. But my soul flows adrift for the smiles, the storylines. The soul's broken down borderlines to cause the tide to enforce the bind. This old emotion is moved in time. I'll score my soul, my cries. Reach slow motion and call the mind. So scorn the vibe, I'm born to cry. It's cold spoken and true the lie.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. If you are just tuning in, I am Kate. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., hoping to brighten the start of your week, make it way better. What I just had playing was Borderline by King Cruel, and then before that, it was Itch by Wedding, and then Nausicaa by Cameron Winter, and before that, it was Cowboy News by Geese. I was a little on the nose by doing Geese and then Cameron Winter, but I needed to share it with the world. I'm obsessed with both. I know it's the same guy, but I, like I was saying earlier, adore Cameron Winter, so I had to do it. What I have up next is Burn by Benja featuring Glitter Party, Otherworld by Afternoon Bike Ride, then also All Is Well by Baby Girl, and Chlorine by Tops. I think it's a good bunch of new music. I try to keep it as new as possible. Sometimes I'll throw in something old, like obviously I threw in Cowboy Nudes, which is like the album I think came out in 2023, so obviously a little behind, but I do my best to keep it new. I try my best to keep it new when I just played King Cruel, like, first album, which, like, I think came out in 2012. So I think I'm just talking for the sake of talking right now. Again, I was talking about it earlier. If you haven't, you should go buy tickets for Muse Mini Desk. We've got a great group of Queens bands lined up. It's super, super exciting. Head of music for Muse this year, so I got to pick all the bands that are performing, so I'm trying to like get the word out as much as possible, so definitely check it out. It'll be worth it. It's on Tuesday, so tomorrow 8 p.m. at the Mansion. Also, if you don't already recognize my voice, that's because you haven't tuned in to I'll Try Anything once on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. which is my own show, and I try my best to do different genres each week, and then on Instagram it's I'll Try Anything Once program, and I like post little graphics of what each week is gonna be. It's a little side hustle that's not something to do with science, So it's super fun, and I think you guys should check it out. Maybe tune in Wednesday at 4 p.m. Yeah, anyways, I'm going to pass it over to the music because I don't really have a lot to say right now.
I saw the sunrise for the first time in a long while. I've been sleeping, hiding from the world. Today I'll face my
I'm not afraid of the dark. something up, soaking up the poison just because. Stop filling my cup with so much empty love. Just the way you are.
The Monday morning indie wake up call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, we've had an amazing selection of music, and so you've missed out. But what I just had playing was Chlorine by Tops, and then before that, it was All Is Well by Baby Girl, and then one more before that, it was Otherworld by Afternoon Bike Ride, and then four songs back, it was Burn by Benja featuring Glitter Party. What I have up next is Sugar Baby by Elio. They are Canadian from Toronto. I just recently discovered them. I think they're great. And then Headlock. It's a Spotify like single cover by Lena Lee. She's also from Toronto. And I've played her a couple times, maybe not on Indie Wake Up Call, but on my own show, Wednesday at 4 p.m. I'll Try Anything Once. Shameless self-promo, shameless plug, whatever. And I think she's great. It's very, like, mystical, whimsical type voice. I almost did the Benson Boone lyric, and then I stopped myself because that would be embarrassing. Imagine? No. I can't even say his name. I start getting chills when I think about him. I can't think about Benson Boone in, like, an evil way. He has evil, sinister energy, and I don't know how to explain it. I'm sorry. Like, people say he's the new Harry Styles. Again, somehow I've talked about Harry Styles twice today. I don't know why, it's just happened. But people say Benson Boone is the new Harry Styles. I disagree. I think Benson Boone has an evil, sinister energy that, like, Harry Styles does not have, but Benson Boone does. Why is he doing all those flips? Like, there's no need for all those flips, Benson Boone. You can just sing. You can do an Adele cover and it sounds like Adele. That's sick. But, like, you don't need to do a flip. Like, stop. There's no need, Benson Boone. You can relax. Just sing. We need less acrobats. We need less. No more diving, jumping, and spinning off of a piano. I'm done. Yeah, that's my little tea about Benson Boone. I don't like him. I don't like his vibe. I don't like his energy. I think he's going to fade off into the distance very soon, and we're not going to ever see him again, I hope. And his evil little mustache. And his evil little pantsuit. Get it off my TV! Anyway, if you don't already follow my Instagram for I'll Try Anything Once, so you can hear me talk about Benson Boone and Harry Styles more, it's I'll Try Anything Once program on Instagram for my show Wednesday at 4 p.m. And if you're not that interested in me, I guess you're missing out and you're, like, not cool. I'm kidding. I've already told you what songs are next, so I'm just gonna pass it off to the music. Here comes Sugar Baby by Elio.
Hands in- Kiss me with the lights out. The night, the night.
distant flickerings, greener scenery. This weather's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You see, too late to start. Got your heart in a headlock.
Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, hoping to start off the week right with a fantastic selection of music that everyone should add to their playlist as soon as this is done. And you go, oh my god, Kate has the best music taste ever. Hopefully, maybe, please. I'm kidding. I do hope that you guys at least think it's fair. It's a fair pick of music and not like, oh, this girl sucks. What I just had playing was Headlock by Luna Lee. Originally, it's by Imogen Heap, but then it was a cover. I think she did a great job with it. It's got that same style, like, whimsy, if you want to say, aspect to it that the original has, but it's less, like, electronic, and I like that she uses a harp on it, and she uses a lot of harp in a lot of her music, which is really cool, and I don't think people do that enough anymore, and we need to bring back that, like, medieval harp sound. I think it would be super, super cool. It would help me channel my inner medieval vibes, especially for Halloween, because I want to dress up as Joan of Arc, because I need to be, like, indie and different, and maybe even do the Chloe Sevigny version, where she's, like, referencing the Smiths song, because, again, I need to be different. My housemates really want to do a group costume. I'm like, guys, like, no, like, I gotta dress up as Joan of Arc. Like, come on. But that is over a month away, so I think I have time to figure that out. Anyway, what I have up next is Leith Ross with Point of View. This is from her new album, which came out on Friday. And they collaborated with a bunch of different artists on it. I know they collaborated with Dijon on it for some of the other songs, and I haven't listened to it fully. I just haven't had the chance because Wednesday's album also came out on Friday, and I just, like, it's a lot. It takes a lot to listen to an entire album in one sitting. I'm kidding. But, like, I do like to focus, like, when I'm listening to an album for the first time, I like to sort of not do something, like, not do schoolwork or something like that. Like, maybe I go for a walk because I want to be able to, like, digest it. When I do schoolwork, I find it difficult to, like, actually pay attention to the music. Not to be, like, a nerd about it. And then after that, I have Slow Down by Georgia Harmer. I have the name written right down in front of me, and I said it wrong. So it's Georgia Harmer. And then after that, it is Wild World with Fine Food by Fine... Oh, my God. Wild World by Fine Food Market. All super new, all leaning heavier onto the folk side. But I do feel like that's very... the best way to, like, close it off. Because they're the last three songs of today, which is insane. I feel like it flew by. I think because it's the end and everyone who's listened so patiently, you guys deserve a treat. I learned this weekend that I can do a very good David Lynch impression. And since everyone's listened and paid attention so well, I think that you guys might enjoy it a little bit. I can't believe I just did that. But again, okay, I referenced Harry Styles twice today, and I referenced David Lynch twice today. I think I need to get a new hobby or something, because, like, I talk about Twin Peaks too much. So if you guys have any recommendations for other things that I should start watching / getting obsessed with the same way that I'm obsessed with Twin Peaks, please let me know, because it's gotten bad. It's gotten really bad. I do think I'm going to watch The X-Files, and I fear that might get bad too. But anyway, that's pretty much it for me today. I will be back Monday at 8 next week. And if you want to hear more David Lynch impressions or other impressions, you should tune into CFRC 101.9 on Wednesday for Indie Wake. Oh my gosh. I'll Try Anything Once, because I'll be there too. 4 p.m. Wednesday. If not, enjoy your awesome, awesome, super exciting week. And go to Mini Desk.
Two. make the bed, but why did I do that?
I kept my head down. No day in my life there's been knocked out, but I never felt proud. Achievements are given when you set the bar, and now I can just lie down. Now I'll take my time. When I was a kid, nobody told me self-discipline. Funny how it turns out, I made my own bed, should be asleep by now. And now comparing my